Chapter 11. Holly's Final Day. On Saturday, the day Holly was leaving, there was a storm. I did not think that the plane would fly, but Holly was sure and continued with her plans. I went to her apartment to get the St. Christopher medal. She also asked me to get her guitar, toothbrush, and the cat, then meet her at Joe Bell's bar. It was difficult going up and down the fire escape in the strong wind and heavy rain. I did not know how to carry the cat, so I put him inside an empty pillowcase, which he did not like. The bar was not far from the apartment, but the guitar filled up with rain, the toothbrush fell on the floor, and the cat screamed. But worse, I was scared, just like Jose. I was scared the police were going to arrest me for helping her.
"You're late," Holly said as I entered the bar. "Did you bring the cat?"
The cat jumped out of the pillowcase and into Holly's arms.
"Mr. Bell, 3 drinks, please."
"You'll need only 2,
he said, standing next to a bowl of his flowers.
"I won't drink to this."
Joe was angry that Holly was leaving, and the more she spoke about going to Brazil, the angrier he became. Suddenly, a large black car appeared outside the bar. Holly, the first to notice it, quickly looked behind her, thinking that it was the police. So did I, until I saw Joe Bell look away. He was embarrassed.
"It's nothing. I rented it to take you to the airport," Joe said.
"Kind, dear Mr. Bell, look at me, please," Holly said.
He turned around and took the flowers from the bowl. He tried to throw them to her, but he missed, and the flowers fell on the floor.
"Goodbye,"
he said, his face turning red. He ran to the bathroom and shut the door. The driver of the black car was quiet and did not seem to care when Holly took off her riding clothes and changed into a small black dress. We did not talk, as talk usually turned into an argument. Holly also seemed interested in something else and was looking out the window.
"Stop here,"
she said to the driver. We were in the middle of a dangerous area. There was trash on the street, which was made worse by the heavy rain and wind. Holly stepped out of the car, taking the cat with her.
"What do you think?" she said, hugging him. "This should be the right kind of place for a strong cat like you. There is a lot of trash and other cats to make friends with."
She put him on the floor, but when he did not move, she started to shout.
"Go!"
she said loudly. But the cat stayed next to her.
"Go!"
she shouted again.
"I said go!"
Holly jumped back into the car and shut the door.
"Go!"
she told the driver.
"I can't believe you did that," I said, feeling surprised. "Why did you do that?"
We never made any promises. We just met next to the river. That's all, she said.
But her voice broke, and her face was white. The car stopped at a traffic light. Suddenly, Holly opened the door once again and jumped out. She ran down the street, and this time I ran after her. But the cat was not there.
Cat, where are you? She shouted. Here, cat!
I took Holly's arm and tried to walk her back to the car.
Oh no, we did belong to each other. He was mine, she said, starting to cry.
I'll find him, I said. I will come back and find him, I promise. Holly smiled.
But what about me? She said. I'm scared. Not knowing what's yours until you've thrown it away. The mean Reds, they're nothing. The fat woman, she is nothing. This is much worse.
She stepped into the car and fell into the seat.
Sorry, driver. We can go, she said.